Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ نادى ربك موسى أن ائت القوم الظالمين.
And mention when your Lord called Moses, saying, "Go to the wrongdoing people."
قوم فرعون ألا يتقون.
The people of Pharaoh, will they not fear Allah?
قال رب إني أخاف أن يكذبون.
He said, "My Lord, indeed I fear that they will deny me."
ويضيق صدري ولا ينطلق لساني فأرسل إلى هارون.
And that my breast will tighten and my tongue will not be fluent. So send for Aaron.
Dear listeners, we were discussing the 10th, 11th, and 12th verses of this chapter. وَإِذْ نَادَ رَبُّكَ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ ائْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ. And when your Lord called out to Moses saying, "Go to the unjust people, the people of Pharaoh, will they not fear Allah?" And this is how Moses answers, "O my Lord, surely I fear that they will reject me." قَالَ رَبِّي إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ. Now, in this episode, we will discuss the 13th verse. Moses continues, وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَى هَارُونَ. He says, "O Allah, I'm worried that they will not accept my invitation, and my breast straightens, and my tongue is not eloquent. Therefore, send for Aaron to help me." So Moses implies that his breast straightens, meaning he does not have enough capacity for the accomplishment of this mission. And he adds that his tongue is not eloquent enough. So he asked him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give his brother the messengership too, so that they could struggle both together against this Pharaoh. Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wasallam, wanted to carry out this great commandment with the help of Aaron, his brother, in spite of those stubborn oppressors. So the verse says, وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي, and my breast straightens, وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي, my tongue is not eloquent, فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَى هَارُونَ, so send for Aaron to help me.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
in this
word.
Series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So when Allah orders Prophet Moses to go to the unjust people, he says, O Allah, يَضِيقُ صَدْرِي لَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي. My breast is straightened, my tongue is not eloquent, I need help. So send for Aaron to help me. Having a look at what Moses, the great prophet of Almighty Allah, answers him upon being invited to go to the people of Pharaoh, to the unjust people, will make for us clear some important points if we want to be successful in our missions, in our lifestyle of inviting people to monotheism. At first, we need to know that everybody has its own capacity. Even the holy prophets have their own capacity. Their capacity is limited. Even this Kalimullah, this great prophet of the Almighty Allah, claims that he does not have enough capacity for the accomplishment of this mission. And the second point that comes right after this is the fact that he states it clearly before the Almighty Allah that he needs help. So he claims that he has a weak point and people are aware of that. So before accepting the responsibility, before undertaking this great burden, he explicitly says that I need help. And this is the third point. He is really clear and he's totally honest. He says that I need help, otherwise I cannot accomplish this mission. So, if you want your missions to be accomplished, you need to assess how many powers and how many helps you need. In this case, Moses was aware of the fact that if he goes alone to this Pharaoh, to these unjust people, he will not be able to accomplish this mission. So he took a great help with him. And this is the last point. He does not let go of the mission. He doesn't refuse the mission. He doesn't escape from the responsibility the Almighty Allah is giving him. But he states the fact that I am not powerful enough. I need help, but I will continue to do what you have ordered me to do. I will not escape from the responsibility you are giving me. And this is the great point. Brothers and sisters, we will continue discussing the verses of this chapter Shu'ara in the next episodes, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery, life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.